This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Motor vehicle crashes cause thousands of deaths each year in the United States. Many of these can be prevented if people wear their seatbelts. Lori Beck is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of wearing seatbelts in motor vehicles. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you for having me.
Lori, how many drivers and passengers are killed or seriously injured in motor vehicle crashes each year in the U.S.?
More than 21,000 drivers and passengers are killed in motor vehicle crashes each year, and 2.4 million are treated in emergency departments for crash-related injuries.
How many died who were not wearing a seatbelt?
Half of people who died were not buckled. Seatbelts reduce the risk of serious injury or death by half. They're the best protection a person can have if they have a crash.
What reasons do people give for not wearing a seatbelt?
Some of the common reasons people give for not wearing seatbelts are that they simply forgot or were in a rush, or they think they don't need a seatbelt for a short trip. But a crash can happen at any time. Everyone needs to buckle up on every trip and in every seat.
Lori, how many states require motor vehicle occupants to wear seatbelts?
49 states and the District of Columbia have seatbelt laws. There are two types of seatbelt laws. 34 states and D.C. have primary enforcement laws. This means that police can pull over a vehicle and give a ticket when they see someone who is unbuckled. 16 states have secondary enforcement laws, which mean that police can only give tickets for seatbelt violations if the vehicle has already been stopped for some other reason.
Have these seatbelt laws resulted in substantial increases in use?
Yes. States with primary enforcement laws have higher rates of seatbelt use and lower rates of crash-related deaths and injuries. In 2014, seatbelt use was 90% in states with primary enforcement laws, compared with 79% in states without such laws.
Where can listeners get more information about seatbelt use?
Listeners can get more information at cdc.gov/motorvehiclesafety, all one word.
Thanks, Lori. I've been talking today with CDC's Lori Beck about the importance of wearing seatbelts in motor vehicles. Remember, nearly all states now require seatbelt use. To decrease your chances of serious injury or death and avoid a costly fine, make sure everyone in your vehicle is buckled up on every trip. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.